Oh là là.
Cinéma.
Hi guys, tonight we are at Belgrabasta and it's the 28th of June and tonight we are with Katya.
Hvala vam što ste slušali ovaj podcast.
Can you please introduce yourself in a few words, please?
Okay, my name is Katya, I live in Belgrade, I'm originally from Russia.
I naše podcaste
and
vidimo se.
And when I heard about this festival, I was really excited to visit and to see some films. Mm-hmm. I also love with French
friends.
Movies and friends.
Okay, yes. So you know maybe some things about French cinema in general. Could you tell me more about it?
Well, in my childhood, French cinema was one of the most popular films.
In Russia?
Yes, in Russia. We watched many movies with Pierre Richard and with Louis de Funès.
Yes.
And many other films. And for me, French movies, they're so different from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's actually one of my questions.
Okay.
What is the difference between them and Hollywood?
It's more natural, more about life, about real feeling
feelings.
Of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and emotions.
Yes.
And that's what I like.
And maybe they're more human. That's something that people say oftenly, that it's less, it feels less commercial as maybe the American ones, even though they can also be interesting to watch. Yes,
and the other thing that I like about French music, that French actors, they can be so different.
In which way would you
say? How they look.
Ah, mm-hmm.
I mean, they sometimes don't have a standard beauty like.
Yeah, I can understand. They're not.
But their own beauty.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's like natural beauty, less makeup, less artificials.
Yeah.
And okay, I see. It feels more natural, like you're watching an everyday scene, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And could you tell me maybe about one film you really appreciate? Or maybe about an actor that you quite appreciate?
Actually, one of my favorite film is Mon Roi.
Mon Roi? That's a beautiful film with Vincent Cassel.
Yes.
He comes very often. Actually, I'm surprised that people know him. Uh-huh. Maybe because he was the husband of Monica Bellucci. I don't know.
but I like woman part.
What's her name? Leroy, I think. I don't remember the actress name, but she's also very popular in France.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
And it's actually what's interesting. I think it's present in this movie, but also in the others.
Mm-hmm.
It's very human themes and very social themes.
Yes, it is. And how they, when you watch the film, it feels like they don't play, but they live.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
That's
and what
cool.
What did you appreciate in this movie? What touched you?
I think it's very useful, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's show the way how relationship can be, and that. I think it can give hope for some women who probably in some difficult situation.
Times,
it's really cool. I think it's the most important thing about films.
That's why emotions actually are important in a movie. They need to touch people.
Mm-hmm.
But except apart from the emotions and the theme that is talked about in Mon Roi, would you say that other films you have watched, French films, made you know more about French culture in general?
Oh, yes, sure.
And maybe go away from the clichés you hear about.
Oh, I adore some films about Provence, about
Provence,
Paris.
Yes,
and,
Paris.
I'm in love with
France.
It's hard to.
In general, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, well, thank you very much. Just to end this interview, could you maybe tell me one word to describe French film, French cinema in general?
Alive, I don't know.
Life?
Life, yes.
I think it's a beautiful word. It gathers a lot of things inside it. Thank you very
Thank
much
you so
for this
much.
Interview.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hvala vam što ste slušali ovaj podcast. Podsjetimo vas da možete pratiti naše aktivnosti na našim Instagram stranicama IF Srbija i Festival francuskog filma i slušati naše podcaste streamovanjem na stranici Olala Cinema. Vidimo se!